February is almost over, and the weather is slowly starting to get warmer. It was a cold winter, but as the season begins to change, I start to remember the extreme heat of last year's summer. I'm sure everyone is familiar with the term global warming, but in July of 2023, Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, made the statement, "The era of global warming has ended. The era of global boiling has arrived." Last year in Japan, there were 13 consecutive days in which the temperature in Tokyo exceeded 35 degrees. In Fukushima Prefecture, the highest recorded temperature was 40 degrees. Also, regarding the rain, we often heard the words torrential downpour and severe rain front reported in the news, along with floods and landslides occurring around the country. It was saddening to hear of those who lost their lives due to heatstroke or suffered damage to their homes due to the floods. The main cause of global warming is the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which is a greenhouse gas acting to trap the heat from the sun and prevent it from being radiated back into space. Planets without greenhouse gases remain extremely cold, as the heat they receive from the sun escapes easily into space. However, with too many greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, the temperature of a planet begins to rise dangerously high, causing global warming. In that case, how can we reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere? Have you ever heard the words zero carbon or carbon neutral? Zero carbon is where the amount of carbon in the atmosphere does not exceed the amount of carbon that plants and trees on Earth can absorb. Global warming is a problem for the whole planet, and many countries and companies are working on ways to reduce its effects. One example is a project led by Suzuki Tomoko, chief engineer at Hitachi. First of all, to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, scientists at Hitachi are first researching ways to absorb the existing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Ways of using this carbon include turning it into gas for soft drinks, solidifying it to form dry ice, polyurethane, or concrete, and mixing it with hydrogen to create a form of fuel. Also, in contrast to nature's way of circulating carbon, Hitachi are working on ways to balance the circulation of carbon resulting from human activity. One of the most practical and hopeful developments is man-made photosynthesis devices. As we all know, plants use sunlight along with water and carbon dioxide to produce energy and organic compounds such as sugar, while also producing oxygen. In the natural world, carbon is continuously being circulated. However, the photosynthesis of plants alone is not enough to deal with the current levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. If man-made photosynthesis devices were to be developed, carbon dioxide could be converted into oxygen, fuel, and other useful materials. There are several technological hurdles to overcome, but what remains most important is teamwork and vision. Hitachi have stated they are working as a team to develop new technology to be adapted by society. Students of Showin, working as a team could be very beneficial for your future also.